Okay, today we, Be'ez Hashem, continue in the third parak of Masechas Yuma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So, Ein Adam Nichnas Lazar LaAvoda Afilu Tor Rachiyitbol. So, at the end of the last mission, we said that if a person goes to the bathroom and he has a bowel movement, he needs to be Tovel if he wants to continue doing the Avoda, and if he only urinates, then he needs Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But in general, just to start the Avoda of any day, just to go into the Azara to do Avoda, even if a person is totally Tahar, he's got to go to the Mikvah. That's a Chiyuv Midah Raisa, the Bar Tanura says. We have to make sure that he doesn't do Avoda without going to the Mikvah first. So they said that a person has to go to the Mikvah before entering the Azara for any reason, even if you're not going to be doing the Avoda. The reason our Mishnah mentions Avoda is just because we're talking about the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. But this rule, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out in Tos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this rule is not only about the Avoda per se, it's about any time anybody wants to go into the Azara, even if they're perfectly Tahar, they need to go to the Mikvah first. So now, the Mishnah discusses, the Kohen Gadol is about to go to the Mikvah, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Tevilos that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. Chamish Tevilos v'asari Kiddushin Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Bo Bayom. There are 5 Tevilos and 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayims that the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. V'kulan b'kodesh al beis ha'parva. They're all done in the Kodesh, meaning in the Azara, on top of the place called the Beis HaParva, Chutz Mizubalvad, except for this very first Tevila, that was done outside of the Azara, because in order to be able to get into the Azara, you needed to do this Tevila first, so it couldn't, you know, it's catch 22, you can't do that in the Azara. So, Mishnah Dalet, Parsu Sadin Shalbut of Beinol Levein Ha'am, they would spread out a linen sheet for tznius purposes between him and the people, so no one could see him. Pashat Yared V'Tavel, he would take off his clothing, he would go into the mikveh. We always describe going into the mikveh as going down, because the mikveh is underground. Olav V'Nistapig, and he came up from the mikveh and he toweled himself off. V'Hiviu Lo Bigdei Zahav, then they brought him the Bigdei Zahav, meaning the Shmona Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur for parts of the Avoda. 4 of them were made out of gold, the other 4 were not, but we call them the Bigdei Zahav because it's the only outfit that a Kohen would wear that actually has gold in it. And then he put them on and he did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. He would wash his hands and feet whenever he would change his clothing from the Bigdei Zahav to the Bigdei Lavan, or Bigdei Lavan to the Bigdei Zahav. He would always need a double Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, one time before taking off the Bigdei, whatever he was wearing, and the other one before putting on the other begadim. Over here was only one Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, because what he took off initially was civilian clothing. It wasn't holy clothing. So you only need the one Kiddush Adayim Raglayim for putting on the Bigdei Zahav. So now we describe, okay, now he's all dressed, he's toveled, and he's ready to go about his day. So the Mishnah continues that the Kohen Gadol had to do the following. They brought him the Karban Tamid. Kratzo, he cut most of the way through the windpipe and the esophagus, which is what you have to do in order to make for a valid shechita. Umerek achar shechita al yado. Someone else, an acher, a different person, finished the shechita for him so that he could quickly grab a bowl and catch the dam of the Karban Tamid in the bowl, because Kabbalah Sadam is one of the avodos, and the Kohen Gadol has got to do all the avodos in Yom Kippur. So after doing the shechita, he's going to need to do the Kabbalah. So the other person would finish off the shechita so that the blood would come out more quickly. So again, kiblas adam. Then he caught the dam in this bowl, and then he carried the bowl. He carried the bowl further to the mizbeach uzrako, and they threw the dam against on the wall of the mizbeach. Nichlas ha'akter ketores al shachar. Then he went in to burn the ketores of the morning ulehitves haneros, and to clean out the neros of the menorah from the ash and the wicks that were there from the previous night ulehakrves harosh v'seivar v'schavitin v'seyayin, and to bring the head and the other limbs of the karmen tamid, as well as the chavitin and the yayin that goes along with it. So he would carry the limbs of the Karban Tamid and his chavitin, which is a carbon that he brought every day, to the Mizbeach, and he would throw it on the fire, and he would take the wine also. So our Mishnah doesn't mention the mincha that came along with the Karban Tamid, because we assume that that's together with the chavitin, which is also a mincha. So that's assumed without being explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah. So to quickly summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that no one is allowed to go into the Azara, whether to do the Avodah or to do anything else, until they go to the Mikvah, and that in total the Kohen went to the Mikvah 5 times and did Kiddush Adayim Raglayim 10 times on Yom HaKippurim, and all of the times that he went to the Mikvah was in the Kodesh on top of the Beis HaParva, except for the very first Tevilah, because in order to get into the Azara, he needed to do a Tevilah outside of the Azara. And in Mishnah Dalet we said that they would hang a sheet to give him some privacy, he would take off his civilian clothing, he would be tovel, he would dry himself off, he would put on his big day zahav, and then he would do kiddush adayim raglayim. Then they would bring him the karban tamid, he would shecht it most of the way, someone else would finish the shechita, he would catch the dam in a kli, then he'd go to be makriv the ketores, and he'd go to clean out the neros, and then he'd be makriv the rosh and the evarim of the karban tamid, as well as the minchas chavitin and the yayin on top of the mizbeach. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah is Hey and Vav.